Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Have you ever scrolled through social media late at night, like I did yesterday after work, only to be bombarded with negative, ugly, disheartening stories? It's almost like a flood of reminders just shouting at me, look how evil the world is. It's evil here. It's evil there. It's evil everywhere. Everything is just bad. If you've ever made cookies and you eat the raw cookie dough batter and you eat way too much, that's how I felt. But it's not all without hope. It did get me thinking about the concept of life-giving. This is a term we hear this, but sometimes forget how to apply this, especially in the digital spaces that we're in, which we're in them a lot. And because we're in the tech age now, I do think that life-giving, of course, applies to people, but it also applies to the content that we're taking in. It applies to the conversations that we're having privately with our family, publicly, out and about, wherever we are, wherever we're going. God really wants them to be uplifting and nourishing, not soul draining. So that's my little lesson here today, I guess, to curate our feeds, our digital social feeds, intentionally. Make sure we're filling them up with positivity, hope. I have the Facebook group here. That's a great place to start if you need something positive. Love for you to join that. And through that, we're filling ourselves up with life-giving people, which reflects God's love and grace. So before you go to bed tonight, make a little effort. Don't do as I do, or don't do as I did. I hope that I'm going to do this with you. I want to have a better social feed. I want to have better content coming through. Let's find things that bring the light into our lives, into the lives of others as well. We don't want to be ignorant about what's happening in the world, but we do not. There is nothing, we don't need the play-by-play. We really don't. We carry our crosses, but Christ is the one who carried the cross to his death to give us that life-giving life. So let's live that life. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.